Greetings to all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
The world called this Friday Good Friday.
这个世界把这一天呢，这个星期五呢，称为美好的星期五。
Out of 52 Fridays, why is there is one Friday called Good Friday?
那为什么在五十二个星期五的当中呢，他们要把这一个星期五呢，称为美好的星期五？
To merchants and retailers, it is a Good Friday because they make millions of dollars all over the world.
对商家来说呢，这是一个美好的星期五，因为他们能够在趁这一天呢，来赚取很多的金钱。
To many people, it is a Good Friday because they do not need to go to work and to go to school.
那么很多人，对很多人来说呢，这个星期五也非常的美好，因为他们不用上班，也不用上学。
It is a public holiday.
因为对他们来说是个公共假日。
But this Good Friday is not a Good Friday to only some countries, but to the whole world.
而这个星期五呢，不仅仅是对某一些国家，而是对整个世界来说都是美好的。
Why is it a Good Friday to you?
为什么这个星期五对你来说是美好的呢？
It was a Good Friday to God.
对神来说，这个星期五是美好的。
The passage for our consideration tonight is the prayer of Jesus Christ to God the Father.
那么今天我们要研读的这段圣经呢，是耶稣向父神的祷告。
It was a Good Friday to God because of what Jesus Christ was about to do after this prayer recorded in John 17.
那么这个星期五对神来说是美好的，乃是因为呢，耶稣在做完这个祷告之后，他将为我们所成就的事工。
It was a Good Friday to God because on that event, the Lord Jesus Christ glorified God the Father.
对神来说，这个星期五是美好的，因为呢，耶稣借着这样的一个事件呢，来荣耀神。
And so we see the Lord Jesus Christ praying this prayer to God the Father.
那我们从这段经文看到，耶稣呢，向他的父神呢，来祷告。
These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son.
耶稣说了这话，就举目望天，说父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
To glorify is to magnify or to honor.
那么荣耀呢，就是把所有的荣华，所有的一切呢，要把归给神，并且高举他的名。
Jesus Christ was very concerned that God would be very, very happy with his life.
那么主耶稣基督非常关注的是父神呢，能够悦纳他的一生。
He asked God to glorify him.
那么他求神呢，来荣耀他的儿子，也就是主耶稣。
He said to God, "The hour is come."
他对父神说：“父啊，时候到了。”
How could the death of God's only begotten Son bring glory to God?
那神的儿子的死呢，怎么能够将荣耀归给神呢？
And yet that will be the case.
但是这却是一个真理。
That was what Jesus Christ wanted.
而这也是主耶稣基督要做的。
And so to Christ, the one that he sought the most to glorify him was God himself.
那主耶稣基督想荣耀的，最想荣耀的就是他的父神。
Do you glorify Christ?
那你呢？你是否也荣耀主耶稣呢？
Do you think your glory of Christ matters to him?
那么你是否认为呢？耶稣基督的荣耀，你是否在乎他的荣耀呢？
It does.
对于神来说呢，耶稣基督的荣耀。
Not because he needed it.
那么对于神来说，神是在乎耶稣基督的荣耀的，并不是因为他需要这个荣耀。
But because God the Father, God the Son knows that we need it.
而是因为我们的父神以及神的儿子主耶稣基督，他们知道我们需要。
Good Friday to you and to me must be about Jesus Christ and no one else.
那么耶稣受难日，在英文里面称为美好的星期五呢，必须是有关于主耶稣基督的。
Jesus Christ said to the Father, "Glorify the Son."
主耶稣基督对天父说：“愿你荣耀你的儿子。”
He wanted God to honor him.
他要求神来荣耀他。
The reason is given to us from verse 1b to verse 4.
那我们可以从 第一节的后半部到第四节呢，看到原因。
Jesus says to God the Father, glorify me because very soon I am about to glorify you.
那么耶稣对天父说呢，请你荣耀我，因为我很快的呢，我也要荣耀你。
Few hours from this prayer, Jesus Christ would die on the cross.
那么在做完这个祷告的几个小时之后呢，主耶稣基督就要死在十字架上。
How could the death of Jesus Christ glorify God?
那么主耶稣基督的死呢，如何荣耀神呢？
God the Father would, I'm sure, be very, very sorrowful.
我相信呢，父神呢，对于主耶稣基督的死是感到非常难过的。
To see your only begotten Son die on the cross.
因为他要亲眼看着他自己的独生子死在十字架上。
You and I as parents understand the love of parents for children.
那么我们作为父母的呢，我们都能够理解父母对孩子的爱。
Even if we have 10 or 20 children, we do not want a single one of them to die.
那么即便我们有10到20个孩子呢，我们也不希望他们任何一个人死。
How much more when God has only one begotten son?
更不用说神了，他只有一个独生儿子。
And then now this only begotten son Jesus Christ told him that very soon I'm going to die.
然后现在他的独生子耶稣基督告诉他说，很快的我就要死了。He
did not ask God the Father to deliver him from death. He wanted to die.
耶稣并没有求父神呢，使他脱离这个死亡，而他愿意死。
He wanted God to accept his death.
他要神呢来接纳他的死。He
wanted God to magnify him because of his death.
他要神呢借着他的死来荣耀他。Why? 为什么呢?
Why must Jesus Christ die?
为什么基督必须死呢?
He explains in the next three verses.
他就在接下来的三节里面解释了。
As thou hast given me power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
Jesus Christ said that by what I'm about to do, I will give eternal life to many.
主耶稣基督说，我将要行的这个事工呢，将把这个永生呢带给许多的人。
To everyone that God has given to Christ.
把这个永生呢赐给神所赐给耶稣的人。
Who are the ones whom God has given to Christ?
那么神所赐给耶稣的人是谁呢?
These are the ones whom Jesus Christ came to die for.
这些人呢，主耶稣基督就是为了他们来到世界上而死的。
Why must Jesus Christ die for you and me?
那为什么主耶稣基督要为你和我而死呢?
Why can't you and I glorify Christ the way we are?
为什么我们不能就这样来荣耀神呢?
You can't.
因为我们没有办法。
Even if you wanted to, you can't.
即便我们希望能荣耀基督，但是我们没有办法做到。
Because our hands are stained by sin.
因为我们的手沾满了这个罪。
Our hearts are like stones.
我们的心非常的刚硬。
It is covered by sin.
我们的心被这个罪所罩满。
Years and years of sin.
是年复一年所积累下来的罪。
It's like the hands of a farmer that has been using a chanko all his life.
就好像一个农夫呢，每天他的一生都在使用那个锄头一样。
His hands are covered by thick layers of dead skin.
那么他的手呢，布满了茧。
That's our heart.
我们的心就像
covered by thick layers of transgressions.
我们的心就像他的手布满了茧一样，布满了许多的罪。
We are unworthy to glorify Christ and to glorify God.
我们不配来荣耀基督，荣耀神。
Because we can't go near Him, because God is holy, Christ is holy.
因为基督是圣洁的，神是圣洁的，我们无法靠近他。
How did we come into this state and condition?
我们为什么会沦落到这样的一个境地呢？
Because we're all born in sin.
因为我们都是从罪里而生的。
Why are we born in sin?
为什么我们是在罪里而生的呢?
Why can't I be born righteous?
为什么我们不能在公义里面而生呢?
A baby has not done anything.
一个婴儿什么都没有做。
So how can a baby be born a sinner?
他怎么可能是带着罪来到世上的呢?
Because of our first parent, Adam.
乃是因为我们的始祖亚当。
When he sinned against God, all humanity sinned against God as well.
当亚当得罪了神之后呢，所有的人类呢也都得罪了神。
Because of sin, God says, man must die.
因为罪呢，神说人必须死。
Do babies die? Yes.
那么婴儿会不会死呢？会的。
Do babies inside the mother's womb die? The answer is also yes.
那么还没出生的胎儿是否会死呢？是会的。
That's how we know that we are not only born in sin, we are also conceived in sin in our mother's womb.
也就是因为这样，我们知道我们不仅仅是带着罪来到这个世界上，我们在成胎的时候呢，已经是在罪里了。
Then once we grow up, we know enough about right and wrong. We all know.And we have to admit that we are all sinners.
那当我们知道什么是对错的，到了那个年龄的时候呢，我们都必须承认呢，我们是罪人。
A two-year-old may not know that he's a sinner, but we all observe that he is a sinner.
那么一个两岁的孩子或许不知道自己是罪人，但是作为大人的我们呢，可以观察到他是个罪人。
Once they enter into primary school, they already know that they are sinners.
当他们进入小学的时候呢，他们就会开始知道自己是罪人。
And as sinners, we all must admit that we all deserve death.
那作为罪人呢，我们必须承认呢，我们配得死亡。
And the Bible says that after death, that's not the end.
然后圣经告诉我们，死后呢，并不是一切的结束。
After death, there is hell waiting for us.
因为死后呢，会有地狱。
Because that is the place of eternal punishment for those who have sinned against God.
对那些干犯神的人来说呢，地狱就是他们永恒的这个目的地了。
But God says, "I want to give to them eternal life."
但是神说我要赐给他们永生。
But they can't have eternal life.
但是这些人不能获得永生。
Because how can they have eternal life in sin?
因为他们怎么可能带着罪去享有永生呢
？Because eternal life with God in heaven has no sin.
因为跟神在天国里面享有永生是没有罪的。
A sinner cannot enter heaven.
因为一个罪人是不能够进入天国的。
He has to get rid of his sin.
他必须呢去除他的罪。
But he can't get rid of his sin on his own.
但是人呢不能靠自己的能力去去除他自己的罪。
Your good works are not good enough.
你所做的善事呢，也没有办法这么做。
Because it is covered by your sinful hands.
因为你所做的善事呢，是用你沾满了罪的手去做的。
God says, even if you lust after woman in your heart, you have already committed adultery.
那么神说，即使你动了对一个人只是动了淫，对一个女人动了淫念呢，实际上你也是犯了奸淫的罪。
God says, the only way that they can get rid of the sin is someone else need to die for them.
那神说人呢要去除罪呢就必须有人为他们而死。
And that's why Jesus Christ came.
这也就是为什么主耶稣基督要来到世上。
And that's the only way that Jesus Christ can give eternal life to us.
也是唯一的方法可以赐给我们永生。
He has to give his life for us first.
因为主耶稣基督必须为我们献上自己的生命。
That was why he prayed this prayer on the night before he was betrayed to be crucified.
那么这也就是为什么他在被出卖之前的那个晚上呢，他做了这样的祷告。
Because after this prayer, when morning comes, he will be arrested and he will be crucified soon after that.
因为当他做完这个祷告之后呢，早晨就会来到，他就会被逮捕，然后就会被钉死在十字架上。
That is why God called this a Good Friday.
所以神呢把这个星期五称为美好的星期五。
Because it was the day when His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, died for your sins and for my sins.
因为就在这一天呢，他的独生子主耶稣基督为了你和我的罪死在十字架上。
This was the Friday when Jesus Christ defeated Satan.
这个星期五呢，也就是主耶稣基督战胜了撒旦的一天。
This was the Friday when God took away sin, death, and hell from you and from me.
那么在这一天呢，神也去除了我们的罪，也使我们脱离了死亡和地狱。
This is eternal life.
这就是永生。
And Jesus Christ explains it this way in verse 3.
那么主耶稣基督在第三节这么解释说
And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生了。
Eternal life is not automatically given.
永恒的生命不是自动就可以赐给你的。
Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago.
那主耶稣基督在2,000年前为我们而死。
God accepted what Jesus Christ has done by raising him from the dead.2,000 years ago.
那神在2,000年前主耶稣基督死后的三天呢，就将他从死里复活，借此呢 接纳了，悦纳了他所做的事工。
It happened 3 days after Jesus Christ died.
那主耶稣基督是在死后的第三天呢，被从死里复活的。
That is why on Sunday it is known as the Resurrection Sunday.
那么所以后天呢，所以后天星期天呢，也被称为复活的主日。
And that is why to children of God, a Sunday is also known as the Lord's Day.
那么也就是为什么，这也就是为什么星期天呢被称为主的日子。
It is not given automatically to you. You have to receive it.
那么永生不是白白，就是自动就这样给你的，你必须去领受它。
Because the Bible here says, the ones who have eternal life, they are the ones who know the one true God.
因为圣经在这一节里面告诉我们说，那些享有永生的人才是那些认识那独一真神的。
Do you know the one true God?
那你是否也认识这独一的真神呢？
It is an experience in your heart.
这是你个人的一个体验。
Have you experienced thirst before? I'm sure all of us have.
那我们是不是有体验过什么是口渴呢？ 我相信每个人都有。
If you have exercised before, you know what thirst is.
那你如果曾经运动过的话， 你就知道口渴的那个感觉是怎样的。
So what do you do when you're thirsty?
那么当你口渴的时候， 你会做什么呢？
Actually, I'm quite thirsty now.
其实我现在非常的口渴。
And so I drink.
所以我就喝水。
What do I feel after I drink?
那么我喝了水之后，我感觉如何呢？
The thirst disappears.
那个口干的感觉的就没有了，消失了。
We say the thirst has been quenched.
我们就说我解渴了。
I experience what's it like to have my thirst taken away from me.
我就体验了解渴的感觉。
It's the same when you accept Christ as Lord and as Savior.
那么当你接受主耶稣基督作为你的救主的时候呢，同样的也是会有这样的体验。
There was a thirst in the heart of all the children of God when they thirsted for righteousness.
那每一个神的儿女呢，他们心里都非常的饥渴，是对于这个公义的饥渴。
They do not have it.
因为他们无法拥有这个。
They long for it.
但是他们渴望得到。
But because of sin, they have experienced a kind of a parchedness in their soul that is a reminder of death.
但是因为罪呢，却时刻的使他们想到了这个死亡。
Because they keep on doing wrong things after more and more wrong things.
因为他们不断的犯罪。
No matter how they try, they can't stop doing wrong things.
不论他们怎么尝试呢，都没有办法停止做错误的事。
They think wrong thoughts.
他们的意念呢，错误了。
They feel so evil and wicked inside.
他们觉得他们自己的内心多么的邪恶。
And that's why, because of this parchedness in their soul, they long for righteousness that they never experienced before.
因为他们心灵上有这样的缺口呢，他们就非常的渴望得到这个公义。
Many have tried to do good works, but the parchedness remains soon after the good works are forgotten.
那很多人就希望通过善事来填补这个缺口，但是做完善事之后呢，他们仍然会感觉到缺少了什么。
Because after that, they committed more sins.
因为做完善事之后呢，他们还是继续的犯罪。
And no matter how many or how much good works they do, it will not stop them from committing more transgressions.
而不管他们做多少的善事呢，他们还是会继续不断的犯罪。
But let's say if I become a vegetarian, I don't take life.
那比如说，如果我今天成了一个素食者。
But you have already taken so many lives before.
成为一个素食者不再就是有杀生的那个经验，但是你实际上在你成为素食者之前呢，你已经很在杀生很多次了。
Please do not think that just because you do not take the life of fish and animals, your sins will be taken away from you.
而且不要以为呢，你不吃鱼，不吃肉呢，你不杀生呢，你的罪呢就会被移除。
God says, if you have hated a person without a just cause, you have already committed murder.
神说呢，如果你无缘无故的呢，去仇恨一个人呢，你在心里已经谋杀了那个人。
That is taking a human life.
而你在心里谋杀一个人呢，实际上也就是杀生了。
And we have already done that.
而我们已经犯过这样的罪了。
So what can we do to get rid of sin?
那我们要怎么样去除我们的罪呢？
Because we all know we deserve the punishment for sin, which is death.
因为我们都知道呢，因为我们的罪，我们就配得死亡。
And that's why Jesus Christ came.
所以主耶稣基督才会来到世上。
And anyone who have truly accepted Jesus Christ as the one who has died for them, they will experience what's it like to have the parchedness in their soul replaced by righteousness.
那么那些接受主耶稣基督为他们而死的人，相信他作为自己的救主的人呢？ 他们就能体验到主耶稣基督如何填补他们心灵的空缺。
Jesus says, once you have accepted me as your Lord, as your Savior who died for you, you will never thirst again.
主耶稣基督说, 如果我们接受他作为我们的救主的话, 我们就不会再饥渴了。
That's why this word know is experiential knowledge.
这个我们就能够知道, 能够体验, 这也就是一个非常个人的一种体验。
Whereby the life is changed. And this person would also have the same experiential knowledge that Jesus Christ died for them.
那么这个人呢，他也能够体验到主耶稣基督为他而死。
They will know Jesus Christ as the Lord, as the Savior, and you will do whatever He asks you to do.
那么你也会知道主耶稣基督是你的主，你的神，你也会做他要你所做的事。
That's why to God this is Good Friday.
所以这一天对神来说呢，就是美好的星期五。
Because that's when you and me can become children of God because of Christ.
因为这一天，因为主耶稣基督呢，我们能够成为神的儿女。
Eternal life is to know God as your heavenly Father because of Christ.
所谓的永生呢，就是因着主耶稣基督来认识你独一的真神。
Eternal life is to know Jesus Christ that God sent Him to die for you.
那么所谓的永生呢，就是来认识神所差来的耶稣基督。
And Jesus says, I have done it.
那主耶稣基督说，我已经成全了。
I have glorified thee on the earth, verse 4 says.
第四节他说，我在地上已经荣耀你。
I have finished or completed the work that you have given me to do.
他说，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。
And that was to live a perfect life and then to die on the cross.
也就是在这世上呢，过一个无罪的生命，然后为世人呢死在十字架上。
That's why this Friday to God is called Good Friday.
所以这个星期五呢，对神来说呢，就是一个美好的星期五。
Even when it means to see His only begotten Son Jesus Christ dying on the cross 2,000 years ago, it was a Good Friday.
即便2000年前呢，他必须亲眼目睹自己的独生子死在十字架上，但是对于他来说呢，这个星期五是多么的美好。
Is it a Good Friday to you?
那么对于你来说，这个星期五是否美好呢？
I pray that it will be.
我祈求你会认为它是美好的。If
you have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior, it is not a Good Friday.
那如果你还没有接受主耶稣作为你的救主的话呢，这个星期五就不美好了。Because
you are still in your sin.
因为你还在罪里。And
when you die in your sin, you will still end up in hell.
那如果你死在罪里的话呢，你就会下到地狱去。How
can that be a Good Friday?
那如果是这样的话呢，这个星期五怎么会是美好的呢？
Because you and I know that one day we will all die.
因为我们都知道有一天我们都要死亡。
Death is our last enemy.
死亡是我们最后的敌人。
Jesus Christ has taken away death for you because He died for your sins.
但主耶稣基督为了你和我的罪呢，死在十字架上，他使我们脱离了死亡。
The punishment that God would want to give to you and me because of my sins and your sins, God has given it to Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son.
神呢，把我们应得的，因为我们的罪所应得的这个惩罚呢，加在了主耶稣基督的身上。
But you have to believe in this. You have to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior and repent of your sin.
但是你必须相信这点，你必须接受主耶稣基督作为你的救主，并且悔改你的罪。
It's like I cannot quench my thirst unless I reach out and take the water and drink.
因为除非我伸手去拿一杯水来喝，否则我是没有办法解渴的。Jesus
Christ cannot die for your sins if you do not reach forth and accept it.
那如果你不愿意接受的话呢，主耶稣基督又怎么能为你而死，你的罪而死呢？
You will remain in your sin, and you and I know in our own hearts that we are truly sinners without Christ.
那你知道 如果没有主耶稣基督的话，我们确实都是罪人。如果我们不接受主耶稣基督的话，我们就会在罪里而死。
How do we know that God the Father accepted what Jesus Christ has done for you and for me?
那么我们怎么知道天父呢是否接受了主耶稣基督为我们所做的事工，也就是死在十字架上呢
？Because of verse 5.
我们从第五节可以看到。
And now, O Father.Glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
第五节，耶稣说：“父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。”
You see, Jesus Christ as God has always possessed the external glory. That when you see Him, you know He is God.
那么主耶稣基督本身就是神，所以他是有着荣耀的。当我们看到他的时候，我们就会知道他是神。
But when he came down from heaven and took on born of the virgin and took on the form of man, he was also fully God and fully man.
那么当他来到这个世上呢，借着童女生到这个世界上呢，他就成为了人，但是他还是完全的神，完全的人。
But when he was walking on earth 2,000 years ago.He put aside the external glory so that when he lived amongst men, externally they do not see any difference between him and others.
但是他活在这个世界上，也就是两千年前活在这世界上的时候呢，他暂时割下了他的荣耀，也就是他能够像平常人一样活在我们当中。
But when God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, Jesus Christ was given back the same glory.That he once possessed before he became man.
但是当神将基督从死里复活的时候呢，那么基督就重新拥有了他的这个荣耀。
This is God's way to tell us what my only begotten Son Jesus Christ did for you on the cross. I have accepted as sufficient to take away all your sins.
那么神借此呢，就告诉我们说，我借着我独生子主耶稣基督，来为你们的罪而死，做这样的一个事工呢，是足以去除你们的罪的。
So that when God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, Jesus Christ received a body that will never die anymore. That's eternal life.
那么当主耶稣基督从死里复活的时候呢，他就拥有了一个永远不死的身躯。
And if you accept that Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior, that eternal life is yours as well.
那么，如果你接受主耶稣基督作为你的救主的话呢，你也能享有这样的永生。
You don't have to worry about death or hell.
你就不再需要担心地狱和死亡了。
There is nothing more to be afraid of on this earth.
你在这个世界上也没有什么好害怕的。
Because no one and nothing can take that salvation away from you because of Jesus Christ.
没有人或者任何东西能够夺去你在主耶稣基督里的救恩。
You now experience righteousness in your soul because of Christ.
那么你的心灵呢，就能够因着主耶稣基督体验到这样的公义。
You now experience peace in your heart because of Christ.
因着主耶稣基督呢，你的心灵呢也能够得到平安。
Does that mean that you will not sin anymore? No.
这是不是意味着你就不会再犯罪了呢？答案是不是的。
As long as we remain on this earth, worshiping God, serving God, God knows we will continue to sin.
只要我们继续活在这个世界上呢，继续侍奉神呢，那么神知道我们还是会犯罪。
You mean even our own sin will not take away the salvation that we have in Christ? Yes, you are right.
那么你的意思是，我们的罪也不会使我们失去在主耶稣基督里的救恩吗？答案是是的。
Does that not mean that I can sin more and more then? No, you will never want to.
那你或许会问，难道这样子不会让我就继续的去犯罪吗？反正我不会失去我的救恩，但是你不会希望这么做的。
The person who really know God and know Jesus Christ, you will never want to sin.
一个真正认识主耶稣基督的人是不会想要去犯罪的。
Because he knows that because of my sin, Jesus Christ died for me. Why would I want to sin anymore? I will repent of my sin straight away.
因为他心里知道，因着自己的罪呢，把这个主耶稣基督送上了十字架，所以他不会再愿意犯罪了。
God called this holiness.
那么神就称之为圣洁。
That's why he says the person who has accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior with all his heart, he is now holy in Christ.
所以神说呢，那些忠心由衷的来接受主耶稣基督作为他们救主的人呢，他们现在在基督里呢是圣洁的了。
That's how you glorify Christ.
那么这也是我们如何来荣耀基督了。
When you reject what he has done for you by not accepting him as your Lord and your Savior, you are not glorifying him. You are despising him.
那如果你不愿意接受他所为你做的事工，你不愿意接受他作为你的救主的话呢，你就是轻蔑了他，你就不能荣耀他。
Do not reject the love of God in Christ.
所以我们不要拒绝神在基督耶稣里赐给我们的大爱。
If you do not receive Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior, you are spurning the only one who could save you from your sin, from death, and from hell.
因为如果你不接受主耶稣基督的话呢，你就是在拒绝那能唯一能够使你脱离罪、脱离死亡、脱离地狱的那位神。
Let this Friday truly be a good Friday to you, for you.
那么希望这个星期五对于你来说呢是一个美好的星期五。
Not because it is a public holiday.
不是因为这是个公定假日。
Not because you are a merchant and you make lots of money from it.
也不是因为你能够从中赚取很多的利益。
But it is the day when Jesus Christ became my Lord and my Savior, and all my sins, no matter how terrible, no matter how heinous, have been washed away by His blood.
而是因为在这一天呢，你接受了主耶稣基督成为你的救主，以至于你多么可怕的罪呢，都被他的宝血所洗净。
And the thirst that I once had for the righteousness is now in my soul because of Jesus Christ.
那么因着主耶稣基督呢，我们现在也获得了我们曾经渴望得到的这个公义。
And you know you are right with God because of Christ.
因为主耶稣基督呢，我们知道我们可以与神和好。
Let Good Friday truly be a good Friday for eternity.
希望呢，这个星期五呢，对我们来说永远都是美好的。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典、满有怜悯的天父。
May Thy Holy Spirit speak to all our hearts tonight.
求主你的圣灵今天来打动我们的心。
We pray, O Lord, for some in our midst who are outside Christ.
我们为着我们当中还没有信主的人祷告。
And Good Friday to them, it's only material, but not spiritual and eternal.
对于他们来说，耶稣受难日呢，对于他们来说只是物质上的，而不是属灵的。
We pray, O Lord, that they may turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as Lord and as Savior tonight.
我们求主帮助他们能够在今天晚上来接受我们的主耶稣基督作为他们的救主。
May Thy Holy Spirit bring conviction to their heart and turn them to the Savior, that they will not spurn His love for them.
求主你的圣灵能感动他们的心，好叫他们能够接受主耶稣基督作为他们的救主。
O Lord, may Thou be very merciful to such a soul.
求主怜悯这样的一个灵魂。
And to all of us who are Your children,May we never forget what Jesus Christ has done for us on Good Friday.
至于作为神儿女的我们呢，求主帮助我们，永远不要忘记主耶稣基督在这一天为我们所做的成就的事工。
Help us as your children and disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ to glorify His name by living a life of holiness before Thee and before all men.
帮助我们这些神的儿女，也是基督的门徒呢，来用我们的生命呢，将荣耀归于你。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins.
求主原谅我们一切的罪。
Sanctify us by Thy truth, for Thy word is truth.
用你的真理来洁净我们，因为你的话语就是真理。
And prepare our hearts, O Lord, even as we are about to take the Lord's Supper this evening.
当我们擘饼纪念主的时候，求主预备我们的心。
For this we ask with thanksgiving and for Thy glory, in Jesus' name.
我们这样感恩祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名而求。
Amen.